drying out in the field. I've heard a lot of different names, and I'm not sure which is which you would use. When it would be drying out there, it would be windrows or
sometimes they would rake it in windrows. Yeah. They'd wake it in, rake it in windrows, and then still let it stay there. Maybe 2 days or the next day, they'd wake it in those windrows. You'd see it all the way across, and then windrows, and then yes, another one like that. They would let it stay in those windrows, but they wouldn't let it stay in there. But about a day or 2 days, that's when they bred. And it's done came a rain on it. Mm-hmm. And they want it, you know, turn it up like to the sun so it'll dry out. That's what they call them.
Somebody told me that they would doodle the hay. Did you ever hear that?
No, it's about windrows is all I ever heard. Windrows.
And did you ever hear of a word or a lot of hay that was not kept in the barn? What would that be?
Pile and shock.
I see.
That's what they call it. Pile and shock.
Uh-huh.
Shock it in piles.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Then stay there all the winter. Sometimes.
The animals would stay around it.
Neat.
How big would that shock be?
Oh, you can make a shock. You can make a pretty good size shock. The larger shock you make, the better it would keep. And then I have been with people, and they would be using their rake, raking it, and they'd bring it up to that pile, and I'd make a great big pile. Yeah. Make a great big pile right back over there. And shock, you can make them big as you want.
Did you ever have anything almost as high as the barn?
I have.
Would you still call that a shock?
That's a shock. A stack, a shock, whatever you call it. Want to call it.
And after you would cut the grass once, and then it would come back up again. What would you call that?
Second crop.
Second
crop. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And would you grew some cotton? Did you? How did you cultivate cotton, or what? How would you describe that? Did you say that?
The first I would go in there. Some years I'd break it. We called broadcast. Like I showed you, breaking it in like that. Break it broadcast. And I farmed many years, way years ago. Break it broadcast. And take fertilizer strip. In them times, what I'm talking about now, that is for these fertilizer strips was, you know, being used. You know how I used it?
How was that?
Put the fertilizer, I put the fertilizer out with two men, with two horses, putting two forest each road. I put the fertilizer out fast as they could curb it. Of course now that was leading up to this day and time a little bit, but it's been years ago. Mm-hmm.